the skin would kind of come up.
I know. I forget how that goes.
Certain kind of flesh?
But
do you ever call that proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yes.
Did you remember that? You know, people just don't know that word anymore.
No, they got everything thankfully. I don't know nothing.
They haven't. People don't know that word, proud flesh. And my daughter, this summer, fell into it's a kind of a drain out in the, it was over in a neighbor's yard, the tile drain. And she fell down in there and she cut her, got a bad, nasty cut on her shin. And she should have been taken to the hospital and had it stitched, but she didn't. And it healed and it's got a great big, and that's, it's got proud, there's proud flesh right there. And nobody in the neighborhood knew what to call it. You know, I said, that's proud flesh. Is what it was. Something you used to put on cuts, especially years ago. Now they don't use it as much anymore.
No.
Kind of brownish, yellowish, and it burns just terribly when you put it on an open sore.
I just forget.
Now there's mercurochrome and methylate. Those are two kinds. But this was sometimes called maybe iodine or iodine.
Iodine. Yes, that's what we thought.
And then I don't suppose there were many people had malaria around here.
No.
You're lucky about they didn't have that many mosquitoes. But this was called kind of stuff that they used. Or the quinine or quinine.
Quinine, yeah.
And if a person is no longer alive, you'd say he
dead.
And he yesterday he
died.
Yeah. And now, if you were talking to his family, though, you probably wouldn't say that. You'd use another expression.
He's just gone. He's just gone. He's asleep or something.
All right. And if you didn't know that, if they didn't know the cause of death, they might say, I don't know what he died.
Heart attack.
Yeah. Well, if they didn't know the cause, though, they might say, well, I don't know. You know, someone might ask you, what caused his death? And you'd say, I don't know what he died.
Well, there's not many died that way.
Yeah. That's true, but if just a neighbor said that, somebody might ask a neighbor, you might go over and ask a neighbor what caused that person's death, and they say, well, I don't know what he died.
Well, they know he's dead.
I meant something like died from, died with, or died of, what he died with, or what he died.
You mean like cancer, heart?
Yeah, but they don't know what happened, so they might say, I don't know what he died.
That's about all
Well, if someone had cancer or something, they'd say, would you say he died from cancer or he died with cancer?
With cancer.
That's what I meant. And the place where after a person dies, they have a...
cemetery?
Yeah. Did they call it the same thing years ago up in the...
graveyard, yes.
Yeah, now that was the kind of the family,
That's how comes to me in a little graveyard.
The family plots. And the box that a body's placed in is called a...
coffin.
And the ceremony that you go to pay your respects. Is to be in church, maybe.
Funeral.
And if a family wears black, you'd say the family is in
mourning.
Yeah. And there was another. We talked about several other kinds of diseases. Do you remember one that caused the yellowing of the skin?
No, I don't. I've never seen that.
The liver disease.